We have a number of RTDs for the county with us on the line to talk about Budget 2023. We've Deputy Danny Healy-Ray, Independent Deputy for Kerry, Deputy Michael Healy-Ray, and also we've got Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin. We will have Deputy Brendan Griffin of Fine Gael shortly. Pat Daly, I'll start with you. Your reaction to Budget 2023?
Yeah, good morning, Gerry, and to listeners. I think that the budget is a bad budget for the state, and it's a very bad budget for Kerry. I was listening to Pascal Dunne when he was giving his speech the other day, and he was talking about record levels of investment was available to him. So I think that given the amount of money that was there, the lack of ambition in the budget is staggering. There is a massive opportunity here to make people's lives better so that at the end of 2023 that we'd have a better society, more equal society, but it's about political choices and priorities. And if you think back, Gerry, two and a half years to the election in February 2020, the priorities in Kerry and since then have been housing and have been healthcare and rural infrastructure. That was another big issue apart from the pensions one. And so look at what they delivered here on health. This budget isn't going to deliver one single additional acute bed. And there's only 4.2 million addressed towards that, which is less than 1% of the total budget. There's nothing there to address the accidents and emergency and the hospital waiting list. And we know about the hundreds of thousand people on those, even over a million on the waiting list. The GP cards, if we learned anything from the school bus, the school transport scheme, which was announced locally and nationally at the end of July without any consultation with the local bus airing providers, they've done the exact same thing with the GP visit cards, and they don't seem to have discussed it with
they're
the
saying they will talk to the IMO about this.
Yeah, but the same thing happened with the bus, with the school transport. They announced it and then they started having discussions afterwards. Look at housing. I'll agree with one thing that was said by I think it was Pascal Dunne, where he mentioned a decade of undersupply. That is true, but there's only 2 million extra for the whole state for retrofitting. There has been no ban in rent increases, and there's a big concern now that the €500 for renters will go straight to landlords' pockets. We would, of course, abandon rent increases for a number of years.
For 3 years.
Another thing, Gerry, in relation to rural Ireland, right, one of the biggest issues that we've been dealing with in towns and villages around the county, like Glenbey, Castle Gregory, Abbeydorney, Fianna, is the lack of rural water. So what's in this budget for rural water infrastructure? An extra 5 million for the whole of the 26 counties. That's actually unbelievable that's such a small amount. You know, the budget for Kerry, I think they were looking for 10 or 12 million for Kerry alone. So as a result, there will be no extra social housing or private housing in those towns and villages, small towns and villages around Kerry.
Because they're waiting for water to be developed.
Yeah, it's going to hold back development.
Stay with me on the line. Stay with me on the line. We've Deputy Michael Healy-Ray on the line with us as well. Deputy Healy-Ray, your view on Budget 2023?
Well, I suppose the proof of the pudding is what is happening on the ground. And today alone, I have three new patients who require the bus that I provide to Belfast to have their cataracts removed from their eyes. Now, with the billions of euros that are proposed and already being spent on health in this country, surely be to God they could organise removing people's cataracts. And why have I three new cases this morning? Kerry people that I'm taking to Belfast on a bus and organising the removal of their cataracts.
Isn't that being paid by the National Treatment Purchase Fund, though?
But of course it is. But what I'm saying is, isn't it a shameful indictment of the health service that we have to do that? And that people...
We can't do it here.
Exactly. Have hips and knees. Also, then the one thing about this budget, sorry, is energy security. The budget highlights one thing, that the government made an awful mistake in not having an LNG facility above in Tabert, because it was desperately needed, it was desperately required. And by not providing that, they have really left us exposed, and that is why our energy costs have gone through the roof. And older people, despite the incentives...
That isn't the only reason, though, Michael, in fairness, that energy... The number one reason is because of the war in Ukraine, the way energy prices have gone so high. The lack of gas internationally.
Allow me make the points, Gerry, the same as Pam made.
No, on that point, it's just to add to that, just in fairness to say, it's not the only reason that there isn't an LNG plant in North Kerry. It's the war has got a large reason as to why the prices have gone so high.
Well, fine, but before all my time will be gone, Gerry, I'd like to just make the following points. Yesterday, the state thought it was a good idea to send the businesses in Kerry a rates review demand. If you know the outrage that is out there between shopkeepers, publicans, jeweler shops, bakers, tyre centres, every person that's involved in business, they've all been re-rated yesterday, and I have people with their rates going up 200-300%. Now, tell those people that it's a good budget. Tell the people that are really struggling trying to heat their homes and buy a bag of coal to keep their fires going, and that also, this morning again, I had people on to me about why is it that the government are banning the sale of turf from outlets at the end of this month. That's a shocking indictment on our older people and vulnerable people who always wanted to burn a bag of coal or a bag of turf. They think that the cost has gone up so much, and then in many cases it's actually going to be illegal. There are, of course, Jerry, because as you know, I like being fair about everything. There are many items in this budget that are good, but there were items that I and other colleagues of mine in the Rural Independent Group lobbied for and highlighted on the record of the
day. So everything good in the budget was your idea?
No, Jerry, I didn't say that.
Is Sinn Féin are claiming the same in fairness?
Jerry, what I'm doing is I'm welcoming aspects of the budget that I thought were good, and I'm highlighting where we're leaving people behind. And I don't think it is right to leave older or vulnerable or disabled people behind us, and that's what is happening. No minister ever had as much money at his disposal. He admitted that himself.
Okay.
And at the same time, then, what is happening is you have this situation whereby these people are left behind, and that is awful at this time when the minister had so much money at his disposal.
Okay, all right. Deputy Danny Healy-Way, what's your view on Budget 2023?
Well, Jerry, first of all, I do welcome the positive aspects of the budget, and there was one just small figure there of 8 million for lines, but I don't know the detail of that yet for farmers. Because it's, you know, you increase the fertility of the land and less need for fertilizer by spreading lime. So sure. I welcome that little aspect. I asked for that specifically a few months ago, and I do thank the government for that. But what I don't thank them for is this levy that they put on the concrete and concrete products, because we all know that how prices, materials have gone up in the last number of months across the board, timber, slate, everything that you could ever think of, and has gone up. And honestly, a young person, a man or a woman trying to build a house, they really deserve a gold medal or some kind of award for attempting to build a house, you know, in the times that we're in. And they're absolutely being crucified. And to do this to them and blame them for the Mica debit, which was soft towards regulation by past governments.
But Danny, they're not blaming first-time buyers for the Mica disaster. They're levying the industry, which will be passed on to consumers, admittedly, yes.
Well, in that it, to the person that's building the house, that's putting on the foundation or putting on the lintels or whatever, till they're being asked to pay for it now. And I think that's totally and absolutely unfair. And yes, the government had an enormous amount of money to spend. But and where did they get it from? They got it from the people on the road, the people, the cars and lorries with diesel and petrol and what have you, and the home heating oil. And we were promised that they'd do something for them in the budget, in this budget. And nothing. They got nothing, and they have millions raked in out of that, and they don't want to do anything about it, because the more expensive the litre is, the more VAT and tax that they're getting out of it, and that's totally unfair. The other thing, there's no regulation at all about electricity. And like I have said several days above in the dawn, there's people now afraid to turn on the electricity because of the exorbitant bills they're getting. They're saying they're going to get maybe permission from Europe to give them back some
No, they're giving credits out to people to help pay and help defray those costs. What they're saying is, in terms of windfall taxes, and the government have said if Europe doesn't move, and they're meeting tomorrow on that, they will move independently themselves to levy the profits of companies to try and help pay those bills.
It should be today before tomorrow, because we know that the ESB companies are tripling their profits. And we'd all understand if it cost them more to make electricity that we'd have to pay more. But surely when it has been disclosed that they're tripling their profits, why haven't they stopped at source and stopped increasing the bills? There's more increases coming. So okay. Whatever the government is going to do, and just the other thing before you do cut me off.
Well, I'm not cutting you off, Danny. You've had a long, good stretch now, and we're here till 11 o'clock, so you'll have plenty of time to talk, in fairness.
To be fair, I have been arranging buses to go to Belfast. I started out back in 2017, and I've gone up to 102 buses now in that space of time. And to think that people, Catholics were removed back in St. Catherine's Hospital in 1968, that we can't do it down here. And I admire the elderly people that have gone on that bus early in the morning. People over 90 years of age, determined to try to hold it, to keep their sight. And I really appreciate people that want to live as long as they can and to have their sight for as long as they can. And I'm glad and proud to have assisted them, and I continue to do it. But it's unfair, like all the services, that the people are not getting, despite whatever taxes they're paying, despite whatever work they've done in their lives, that they can't get this little service done down here. And long
okay. All right. Stay with me on the line. Deputy Danny Healy-Ray, Deputy right. Michael Lewin, Pat Daly. We'll hear from Deputy Brendan Griffin and more from the other Kerry opposition TDs after we take these. Yeah, we're speaking with the Kerry deputies and their reaction to Budget 2023. We've Deputy Michael Healy-Ray and Danny Healy-Ray on the line. We've Deputy for Sinn Féin, Pat Daly, with us. And we have Deputy Brendan Griffin with us on the line of Fine Gael as well. Brendan Griffin, your reaction to Budget 2023 and your response to the criticisms there, not happy with the 10% levy, not being done, not enough being done on health, and not enough being done on electricity either from your opposition, your counterparts in the county, shall we call them that?
Good morning, Gerry, good morning, everyone. And look, that's what opposition say at budget time, but actually I think it was a very, very positive budget overall, and that's the feedback that I've been getting from people in Kerry who've been phoning me and contacting me since the budget, and in my office as well. That's the feedback that the team have been getting as well, that it's a very positive budget. I mean, there was a huge amount of money poured into the economy on Tuesday into people's pockets, and what it means is that, you know, people who are working, there's a very generous income tax break up to €1,600 for people on earnings of over €40,000, and also then, you know, you have the €600 energy payment for every household, which is very, very welcome at the moment because people are finding the bills very, very difficult to pay. So that's a really positive one, and that's a huge amount of money. The fuel allowance, I think one of the things that maybe hasn't got a massive amount of attention, but I think is really important, is the upping of the threshold for the fuel allowance for people who are over 70. So a household now can earn €500, or a couple can earn over €1,000 per week if you're over 70 and qualify for fuel allowance, which is very important. And of course, there was a €400 lump sum as well for recipients of fuel allowance, which will very much help people through the winter. And then there were other one-off payments for people with disabilities and for people as well who are recipients of the care grant, another €400. So these are all very welcome. The child benefit bonus, the extra €140 per child, which will be paid out before Christmas. I mean, I was talking to a parent yesterday. They were saying that's €420 they're going to get in November, which is very, very welcome as well for people. And the core welfare rates then up over €600. That's a lot of money, and it's welcome. The government's able to do it because the economy has performed well. It's been managed well. Sure. People have worked extremely hard.
Should you not have done more, though? €12 be wiped out by inflation. Should it not have been €20 as called for Social Justice Ireland and other organisations?
Well, you see, if you look at the €12, that's in conjunction then with many other payments and supports as well across the board that a lot of people hadn't expected. So a lot of these one-off payments, €600 energy credit, the €400 one-off payments, changes as well to working family payments, all of these things combined bring that figure well up. And it is something I think that we could only have dreamed of going back. I remember budgets 10, 11 years ago, and they were horrific in terms of the money that was being taken out of people's pockets. So we've come a very long way in a relatively short period of time. It doesn't mean there's not a difficult time ahead. There is. But at least what we have done here is prepare people to be able to, you know, to endure the worst of it. But also, there is reserve there in the event of things getting much worse than anticipated. There is a reserve there as well for further intervention from the government, which I think is an important point to make as well, that come next spring, should things be particularly bad, should there be a worsening of the situation, let's say in Ukraine and other factors, there will be intervention from the government, and the government will be in a position to do that without having to borrow, which we're seeing is a very problematic thing to have to do, as we know from our neighbours in the UK at the moment, who are in real difficulty. So overall, it's balanced, it's sensible, it's prudent, but it really is putting an awful lot of money back in people's pockets.
OK, Deputy Michael, your response to that? Balanced, sensible, prudent, and putting money back in people's pockets at a difficult time.
Well, the people that I'm listening to over the last couple of days, for example, it takes 100 metres of ready mix to put in a foundation for a house that used to cost 8,000. Now with government taxes, it's going to cost 12,000. It takes 8,000 blocks to build a house. They're going to cost 1,500 euros more. So, Jerry, that's a direct 5,500 euros on top of a young couple to build their home. Now, Michael Cronin of the MC Group, who not only do concrete products but build homes, and all of the quarry people and concrete providers in Kerry have been in contact with me since this announcement. There was no consultation whatsoever with the construction industry about this departure by government to attack young people, young families who are trying to provide their own homes. And I'm really, really upset about that. And, Jerry, when it comes down to the end of the day, the way a government will be judged on is how are everybody managing from all the different sectors of society. And like I highlighted to you, because of the rate demand now that has gone out yesterday, these people that are being hit with additional rate costs, which are enormous, they're struggling as it is to pay their wages, they're struggling as it is to pay their ESB, and now they have the rates demand, which is not doubling, but in many cases tribling.
And yeah, just on, Michael, and that's a fair point, and it may well be increased by a lot, but on the recent rate revaluation results, 66% of those who were re-rated had a decrease, 30% increase, and 3% had no change. So is it fair to say everyone will be going up so far in the process? They haven't.
All I can tell you, Jerry, and you know this is a fact, the amount of people that have been outraged at what they received yesterday, I presume they've been contacting the other politicians as well, but I certainly have been inundated with calls. And like I say, people trying to provide a business, remember they're in the small local communities, these are the backbone of rural Ireland. And again, elderly people are so worried when they're opening their ESP bills, they're actually afraid. And I never remember a time when people would be afraid about opening their ESP bills. And again, that's a lack of vision by the government with regard to energy security. Micheál Martin went into North Kerry canvassing before the last election. He promised everybody he'd support an LNG facility, and he did a U-turn at the behest of the Green Party and dropped North Kerry and the rest of Kerry and the rest
of Ireland. Let Brendan Griffin come back in on that before I go back to the other. Brendan Griffin, the 10% concrete levy, for instance.
This is something I raised at our parliamentary party meeting last night. And again, I broadly welcome the budget, but this is one of the measures that I certainly don't welcome. I think it's punitive. That's the word I used last night. It does require legislation, so there is time to work on this. And this is certainly something I will be raising, because the point I made actually at the meeting last night is at a time when the thing we need most are homes, the last thing we need to be doing is putting extra tax on the construction of homes. So this is something I think that is very blunt. The rate is quite high, so it will certainly have to be revisited. Could I just say in relation to the commercial rates, and I'm glad, Jerry, you made the point there that two-thirds of people have seen a reduction. I had a person answer me yesterday, a very hard-working business person, and they had seen what initially they thought was a 300% increase in their rates, but actually they had not applied the multiplier of 0.227 in Kerry, and that brought what was thought to be a bill of almost 30,000 down to just over 6,000. So just the letters, and this is something I will be raising with the minister, the letters are quite misleading. They initially give the impression that the rates
you're
bill,
getting a rates bill tomorrow that's three or four times more than it is.
Yeah, and but actually when people, and we've had a number of people contact the office, and when they apply the multiplier, they realise actually in this case their rate, and the lady I was speaking to yesterday, her rates had come down significantly, and many people who were onto the office their rates had come down as well, but initially they thought that the rates had skyrocketed. So I know that is not the case. In one third of cases, the rates are increasing, and what I think needs to be happened there for anyone who's seeing an increase in their rates for now because of the situation we're in, I think that those increases should certainly, at the very least, be deferred until a time that energy is far more affordable. But look, one thing I would say is that in relation to energy, one thing we've never seen before, though, is government intervention like this. €600 is a massive amount of money towards people's electricity bills, and that's on top of a further €200 that was already paid this year. That's €800 in less than 12 months towards electricity. That's a significant intervention along with the other things as well. You
Deputy Pat Daly, your response to Brendan Griffin's view, this is a good budget.
Well, in relation to the concrete issue, that is a classic example of the lack of planning by the government. I was speaking as well to someone who provides concrete blocks and that this morning, and it's symptomatic that the government isn't focused on helping those getting a first-time home. It was designed to deal with people with defective homes, but the first-time buyers and those with defective homes, they're the ones that are going to pay. It should be focused on the big profitable developers, the banks, and those responsible. But in relation to those who are seeking first-time buyers, in the budget, we had, in our alternative budget, and I welcome, because I looked up our budget from last year, our alternative budget from last year, which we had suggested getting cost of living under control by cutting rents, childcare, and energy prices. So I do welcome that. But we had asked this year for $1.5 billion for social and affordable housing. But when the budget came out, 27 million only for social housing and affordable housing, only 41 million. So it's not going to meet the needs of what the record or the 10 years of underinvestment in it, which was said by the Minister for Finance himself. And just in relation to it, we met recently with INTO members, and unfortunately, I know Norma isn't here to defend herself, Minister, but there is no mental health supports in it. There's no equality in capitation between primary and secondary schools. And someone was on to me this morning from ATE in West Limerick and said that there is an early intervention unit which is absolutely crucial being closed over there. So there is going to be, and there is going to be no real advance on the EU recommended level that the INTO are seeking, down to 1 to 20 pupil teacher ratio. So while I do welcome some parts of the budget, it's the lack of ambition and the lack of, there was a huge opportunity here to make Ireland a better place, to cut the waiting lists, to do something for social and affordable housing, to create a more equal society, and unfortunately
you're saying not enough being done.
My last point
very briefly,
1.8 million workers will not get a single cent from the main tax proposal, and some people who earn, or lucky enough to earn over 130,000 a year, they will get it is worth €800 to them.
Okay.
So that's the priority.
All right.
And in relation to the fuel allowance, my last point, I do remember a couple of weeks ago someone ringing into Radio Kerry, and he was only a pensioner who was over 70, and that was fed in. And I do welcome the proposals
to increase the threshold there. Okay, Deputy Danny Healy, your response to Brendan Griffin's contention this is a good, sensible, sound budget?
Anyone that you said this is a sensible budget and what they've done to the house building program, look at their own program. And you mentioned government deputies there that were outraged this morning. Well, I tackled a lot of the names that you had there in your program. They didn't even know what it was going to mean. They didn't even hardly know it was in the budget proposals. But this is going to affect the government's own house building program. It's going to drive up the price of new houses. There's only a thin line between people trying to get going, building a home, and when they see this extra cost now of up to 5,000 for an average size house of an increase, they probably won't start it on. Already some of them had passed that planning permission and they weren't going to go ahead. So this, and look at what it would mean for the government. They've gone into contacts with house builders, building houses, social houses. They'll have to go back now and negotiate the terms and give them people more money, because otherwise they're not motivated.
They won't get done.
They won't get done. And look, there's one section of people that have always been highlighting, people on benefit payments. illness benefit, maternity benefit, and they all had to pay stamps to get the benefit payments. They don't qualify for fuel allowance at all. I've raised that several times. And there's just the other thing. The hotel industry and the hospitality sector in Kerry, which is a dominant one of the big employers.
You're not happy with the dropping in February of the VAT rate, the increase up to 13.5%?
No, that makes me wrong with this all the time. Okay. And at this particular time, when energy costs are going through the roof...
The worst time possible, you're saying, notwithstanding the business energy scheme that was announced. Brendan Griffin, final response on that. The 9% February, you defended it for a long time. It now looks like it's definitely gone from the 1st of March.
Yeah, well, that's 5 months, Jerry. And again, I raised this at the parliamentary party meeting last night as well. I still feel that it is the appropriate rate, 9%, just to keep us in line with our competing nations in Europe. And right now, I know that hardworking business people in Kerry and throughout the country are finding it really difficult to pay the bills, particularly from an energy point of view. So the appropriate rate should remain at 9%. And again, that is something that hasn't been ultimately decided upon. I know that the date of 28th of February applies right now, but that has changed in the past. And I think we need to stamp this as a certain rate of 9% for the future, and that's what I'd be looking for.
One final point,
Jerry. It looks like it's gone, though, Brendan. It looks like it's definitely gone. Despite what you and Norma Foley have said yesterday, it'll be reviewed. It's not going to be reviewed. It's gone. You have to be honest about that.
Our tourism committee, the Oireachtas Tourism Committee, will have representatives of the industry before us. Again, this is something that our committee is working on. It came up at our meeting yesterday as one of the priorities for the committee to work on. So there is 5 months, as I said, but what the industry needs is certainty, and I feel it's the appropriate rate. Yes, we know that some people abuse the situation, and there was price gouging from some, but they would be the minority. And
very briefly, Pat Daly, very briefly.
The people who are on the TUS schemes, the RSS schemes and C schemes around the country, they have only got a miserly €5 extra on top of their social welfare payment. That's not enough, and we've been contacted in the office by quite a few of them to say
that
they're not happy with that.
All right, we're out of time, and we're going to have to leave it there. My thanks to all our deputies this morning.